Now, in a few moments, Sister Elena is going to be baptized. Hey, praise the Lord about that, right? I'm excited about that for sure. You know, the Bible says all the angels rejoice in heaven. Not just one, not just two, but all the angels rejoice in heaven when a sinner accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior. One sinner who repents. So praise God for that. The Bible tells us in Matthew 28, it says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" So, Elena, this is your moment. Praise the Lord. Are you excited? Yeah, you're excited. That's good. So the only requirement for baptism is that you have to have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's it. That means you realize you're a sinner. You've done some things that are wrong, like Brother Ron has. I mean, you've done some of those things. You've repented of your sins, like Sister Tamara's working on. I mean, still is doing. I mean, it has done in the past. And you're relying on Jesus for forgiveness. You're saying, "God, I know you can forgive me because you love me." You believe in who Jesus says he is. You believe he's the Son of God. You believe he was born of the Virgin Mary. You believe that he was God in the flesh, that he lived among us completely sinless, that he paid the price for our sins, and 3 days later he rose again from the dead. That's all you got to believe, and that's what you believe. You see, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me," meaning Jesus. And Sister Elena, you opened that door. So the baptism you're about to undertake, that symbolizes the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Romans 6:4 says, "By our baptism then, we were buried with him and shared his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, so also we may have a new life." So when in a few moments you're submerged into that water, you symbolize the fact that you died to your old self. That's gone. You died. You're buried with Christ. And then you're baptized in him. And when you come up, you're saying, "My death to sin, it was God's death to sin. It's over. It's gone." You're saying, "His burial was my burial." You're saying, "Jesus' resurrection, that was my resurrection. I'm no longer living for myself. I'm no longer doing those things. I'm living for you, Lord." You're telling everybody that. Your identification with Jesus doesn't end in a baptism service. It doesn't end with a death to sin. It extends to being resurrected with him to have eternal life. That's a long time. That's a long time. Longer than George has been alive. I mean, that's a long time. That's a long time. Don't you want to live till you reach George's age? No? You better start. Yeah, you do, right? Do you want to live till you're older than George? Yeah, good. Well, eternity is forever. George, do you know what eternity is? He says, "Yeah, I've been married." No, just kidding. No, eternity, that's a great thing. So for eternity, you're going to live with the Lord in heaven. That is such an absolute blessing. So as you come up underneath that baptismal water, you're saying, "Church, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I love you." And the church, you guys have done a great job up until this point, praying for her and supporting her and listening to her prayer requests. But your job's not done. It's just getting started. Because when she has a problem, when she's struggling, she needs to be able to call on any of us to be able to pray. And I want to thank all of you that are on our prayer list. Anybody that wants to be on our prayer list or our prayer text list, let me know. I'll put your name on there. That is awesome. I just see prayers going on all the time, people praying for other people. I love the power of that. But what that means is that our congregation, they owe to you to pray for you and to love you, just like Jesus loved you. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to give up on you either. Baptism is showing the whole world, the whole congregation, you're now a Christian. Jesus is your Lord and Savior. It's a symbol to show that your old sins have been washed away and that you're now as clean can be. You're starting a new life living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you ready to do that? You ready to follow him in Christian baptism? Great. Well, let's go get ready. Everybody give her a round of applause. Brother Lewis is going to lead us in a song while we go and get prepared, all right?
Page 260, 260.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have you bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with soul in you will see was best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow out his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. Place of constant rest. Would you prove him true in providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul.
Take pictures, you're welcome to. You don't have to sit down there. You can go wherever it is you would like to go, wherever you're comfortable. Anybody, actually. So, kids, if you want to come and see, whatever you guys are comfortable doing, we're going to open in a little word of prayer. And Grandma, Grandpa, if you want to come up here and pray with us, well, that would be a great blessing. We'd love for you to be a part of that. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you today, God. We're so thankful, Lord, for Helena, accepting you as her Lord and Savior, God. Lord, I can't save her. Lord, her grandma and grandpa can't save her. Our church can't save her. But Jesus, you can save her, Lord. That's the whole reason you came. And we thank you, God, for that special thing that you've done for her, Lord. God, let this be a blessing to you and to her for the rest of her life. Let it be a memory, God, she never forgets. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Well, Helena, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
And are you ready to follow the Lord in Christian baptism?
Yes.
All right. Put your hands across your chest. Ready? Sure you don't have to hold your nose? Just in case. It's good. Good thing to do. I baptize this, my sister in Christ, and following your commandment, Jesus, in the same way that you were baptized. For I baptize her in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right, let's take a picture for Josh, too. All right. Good deal. So, what happens is, and so you guys may not know, but what we do is we want baptism to be the most memorable, special moment in a person's life. Because really, when you think about it, baptism is more important than marriage. It's more important than what degree you choose, more important than what job you have. I mean, it's talking about your eternity. And so what we do is we'll give her a baptism certificate. And then Josh has also taken many pictures, and we'll put them together in a collage and a frame for her that has her baptism date. And then all my sermon notes from everything that I preached will be printed out and put back in there, so that if she ever gets discouraged or depressed, she can listen to those notes in the sermon. And also, we'll have a bulletin in there so that she can always remember this day. So, pretty special, pretty amazing thing. So, thank you guys so much for being part of this, too. Brother Lewis, do you want to lead us in a song while we get changed?
Ring the bells of heaven, there is joy today for a soul returning from the wild. See the Father meets him out upon the way, welcoming his weary, wandering child. Glory, glory. heaven angels sing. Glory, glory, how the loud harps ring. 'Tis a ransomed army like a mighty sea, pealing forth the anthem of the free. Ring the bell, there is joy today, for the wanderer now is reconciled. Yes, a soul is rescued from his sinful way, and is born a new ransomed child. Glory, glory, how the angels sing. Glory, glory, how the loud harps ring. 'Tis a ransomed army like a mighty sea, pealing forth the anthem of the free. Ring the bells of heaven, spread the feast today. Angels swell the glad triumphant strain. Tell the joyful tidings very far away, for a precious soul is born today. Tis the ransom army like a mighty sea, pealing forth the anthem of the free.
Amen. Thank you all for coming to our services today. When Sister Elena comes out, she's going to go to the back so that you can congratulate her on this great day.